from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Like Ashley got home and went to work.
Right.
And so I had to get him to school yesterday morning.
Sick.
And yeah. I basically told Lily, I was like, look, you just have to help me. Like, I know you don't like getting ready for school. We find a different way to delay every single day. Like, I'm not going to be mean, but, like, it's going to probably feel like I'm being mean.
Right.
And this is just the way that it's going to go. And it was pretty brutal. Like, I was, up, like, all night, Sunday night, sick. So, like, when the alarm went off at 7 to get them ready for school, I felt like almost embarrassed taking them just because of how I looked.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I looked
like death.
Like you had been up all night throwing up, probably. Yeah.
Like bags under my eyes. I'm all like glossy from. I look like Doc Rivers, you know? Fucking sweaty, dewy, sweaty. Like, probably didn't smell great. I don't know. Just like. But I was like, look, you gotta help me out here. Just get dressed. Go to school. And it was okay. Like, there was an initial, you know, she tried to put up a little bit of a protest, but it was actually okay. It was actually easier than today. You never know. Every day is different with them. Every morning is a different battle. It's like, oh, you don't want to brush your hair today. Okay. You ever try to brush a 4-year-old's hair while they're running away from you?
Yes.
Fucking great.
Yes.
Whiplash.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's fun. But now we're good. We got it all out. It was probably about 12 hours.
At any point, did you consider just sleeping on the bathroom floor?
I just stayed in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Just stayed in there. Like, from about 3 o'clock in the morning to about 5:30 in the morning on Sunday night, I just stayed in there.
Yeah. Why get up?
No, yeah. Yep. No.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, I would like get up in the sink and wash my mouth out, try to look at myself in the mirror.
Am I dying?
Get your fucking self together, man.
Well, because like the other thing.
What did you do?
Like, I don't know. I have no idea.
Nobody else was sick?
No, nobody. It was either something I ate or I don't know. I breathed the wrong daycare air.
Right.
I don't know what happened, but like, you know, like I would say. 90% of the times that I've puked in my as a grown up, maybe higher than that, have been, you know, had too much to drink. At least you're drunk in that situation. I wasn't even drunk in this situation. So like puking sober is the worst.
Yeah, it is.
Did you think about getting drunk?
No, I wished I was.
Okay.
I was like, at least then I know what's going on and when it's going to end. You know, because that's normally that's pretty quick. You know.
Yeah.
A couple times you get it out, you're good to go. This was just unending, and it was like there's nothing else in there. Like, there's no more food. I haven't eaten anything all day.
I can't think the last time I've thrown up and not been drunk.
Yeah. I've had twice
in
the last couple of years. That time when we were in Florida and I got food poisoning from the shrimp. And that was way worse.
That'll do it.
This wasn't.
That'll do it.
Or at least it wasn't like that. Like, it felt like it wasn't food poisoning. Also had, like, body chills and aches and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It felt just like a 24-hour stomach flu or something like that.
Last time I threw up not due to alcohol was from a migraine. That'll get you.
The last time I threw up not from alcohol was from running, and that happens sometimes. If I run when it's really
Maybe I don't push myself enough,
it's not in a good enough shape.
Well, I'm not in good shape either, but I've never thrown up because of a workout.
I've puked at the top of Cardiac Hill.
You're starting to streak? You got a streak running?
I've run the Peachtree, I think, 7 times. I've puked at the top of Cardiac Hill 3 times.
I walk that hill, so maybe try that.
Dry heave or a little bit of water that I've just drank or something like that, but it's not like a...
Yeah, I don't know. I know that's like a thing. I've never pushed myself hard enough or whatever to where I've had to throw up because of working out.
That's good. There's no good throwing up, you know. I don't know. There's never been like a time where I've thrown up and be like, oh, thank God.
Oh yeah, I have.
Well, because you feel better.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I'm not happy that it happened.
Yesterday morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yesterday morning. I was like,
He found out I was filling in.
I was like, it overtook him. I was like, oh, God. Why did you do that yesterday? There was no reason for me to do anything Sunday because they all left. They went up to hell, and I was like, no, I want to fucking go.
I think I saved you.
Yeah. I said, I don't want to go.
Getting sick.
Yeah. No, I didn't want to go. They talked about it the night before. I was like, no, I'm good, man.
Yeah,
we're all going up in there. And she told me who was coming. I was like, oh, I like them, but I don't know. You mean to back at the whole Saturday afternoon? You taking the baby too? She's like, yep. Bye.
Ashley told me that Donna said you would go if I was going.
That was true.
Is that true? Okay,
yes.
I didn't know whether that
yes.
was true.
No, because this is what I told her.
I knew we weren't going to be able to go.
And I told her.
Texted you.
I told her that because I was like, I was like, no, I don't want to go because I told you because the original what it was supposed to be all of us. But then, like, we couldn't get the schedule right because we were supposed to go that weekend. Y'all went to Michigan. I was like, well, I don't want to go if Andy's not going.
Right.
And so this time, she asked me on Wednesday of last week. She's like, hey, baby. At first time, what the hell you want, lady? She's like, what are you doing this weekend? I was like, you didn't get the memo from the previous. We got back from Nashville. You didn't get the memo. I ain't doing shit. You didn't get the memo.
I wish you actually sent out a memo.
You didn't get the memo. I know you got that memo when we were driving back, and I was feeling like shit. I said, I ain't doing shit this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, well, so-and-so is going by. I was like, all right, well, you have fun. I said, I'm not going. Yeah.
We had a birthday party. I didn't go to the birthday party either.
Yeah.
That was kind of when I really first started feeling really bad.
Right.
It was like, got up Sunday. I felt okay Sunday morning. I was like making breakfast and I was like, oh, I feel weird. Ate some breakfast, whatever. And then like right around noon, I was like, ooh.
Shouldn't have had that bacon.
I don't know what this is. This is weird. And then they were getting ready to go and I was like, I don't think I'm going. Like, I feel bad. Like, because she got to like go get a present and like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think I'm going with you guys. You guys are going on your own.
Right.
And then, yeah, because if we wouldn't have done that, probably, but even I wouldn't have been able to come to Helen either.
Yeah, but that's why I like it. That's why they just
that
not,
the worst.
There's nothing against anybody that was sure. there that she invited. But I just thought, I was like, if Andy didn't make on, I ain't going because that's because
I would have had to bail last.
Yes,
week and you already would have.
Yeah,
been so
all they pissed off at you. Yeah, I'd be real. I'd be pissed off at you. But yeah, I was like, no, y'all got it, man. I'm going. What? And then I just sat there and commenced to just fucking tearing myself down.
What all did you...
I didn't do shit. No. Dude.
Bush lights, obviously.
Bush. And then fucking tequila in the heat. Because I said, they left about 8. They left about 8. When I said the fans, the umbrellas and shit outside, it just... And every like 20 minutes, I'd dive in the pool, get back out. And just commenced just knocking back fucking tequila.
Like, no, it sounds like I would do all of that, but inside. In the air conditioning.
The pool, though, that's like no, built-in.
No, it's
dude,
definitely
I,
not.
No, it, I,
no, it's 90-something degrees outside.
Dude,
you know where it's a nice 71?
Fuck.
I will happily drink.
By the time
inside.
The third tequila shot, you know, third tequila, fourth or fifth tequila shot, and the fourth or fifth dive in the pool, I'm cigar talking, talking shit
to who?
To myself. Talking shit, singing loud as hell. So by the time they got back by 6, I was fucking done.
I was like,
I got to make dinner. So I made a beer can chicken on their egg. Barely ate that shit. And then I fell up. Cause she was tired too, so by like 8:30, I was like, "Okay, I'm going to bed." Went to bed. They didn't let the fucking dog out. His ass is howling at 3:30 in the morning, oh. and nobody fucking hears him. I get up to go get his little shitty ass.
That sucks.
I go get nobody hears him, and like, so now I'm extra fucking mad.
Help me out.
Yeah, and then I know I had to work with Abe. I was like.
So I could have double fucked you.
Yeah.
I had you in Helen without me and in Flowery Branch without me yesterday.
Yeah, dog.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.